This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
This is Shrikant Shastri with Touchstone Radio. I'm sitting with Kastavi Sarkar, a graduate student from India studying at A&M, an accomplished performer of the dance form Odissi. Kastavi, welcome to Touchstone Radio.
Hi, Shrikant.
So, Kastavi, could you tell us a little bit about this dance form Odissi?
Odissi is a very old traditional classical dance form from the eastern part of India called Orissa. Basically, it originated in the temples. There were Devdasis who were married to the Lord, and they used to perform in closed doors only in front of Lord Jagannath. Odissi is very graceful. Odissi is like really a part of its own. Many people confuse between Bharatanatyam and Odissi. Odissi has its charm because it's very soft. It's rhythmic, soft, and it has all aspects. It even has the rough aspects as in Tandav, that's like the bowl dance, and also Lasya, that's the softer version. The salient point about Odissi is it's really soft and very, very graceful.
So how long have you been practicing Odissi? I mean, tell us something about yourself.
I would categorize myself as a dancer because I've been professionally doing it. I've been learning since I was 5 and right now I'm 22. I have represented India at the Commonwealth Day celebrations in Sri Lanka and also in Bangladesh, Nepal. I've performed in numerous places in India. Not only that, Odissi is my passion. I am a PhD con student, but Odissi is something I would love to categorize myself to.
So, Kastavi, I hear we have a performance coming up that we can look forward to.
Right. It's on 16th and it's in A&M University at Memorial Student Center, room 201. Well, it's Ganesh Chaturthi. Basically, it's Lord Ganesh's puja. And so we have the inaugural dance by me. So you can come for it.
Thank you for the invitation. Could you tell us a little bit about the inaugural dance? What exactly does it involve? A lot of our listeners don't know a lot about Odissi or the dance that you'll be performing. Could you give us a little information about it?
The dance I will perform, it will be completely based on Odissi, and it will actually show how great Lord Ganesh is. So basically it will describe Lord Ganesh because it's his event, because it's his day, you can say. And moreover, in our tradition, in Indian tradition, it's always been like that. Before starting any puja, we have to do Ganesh puja. So inaugural dance, usually it's Ganesh Vandana, more often than not.
That sounds like something really worth looking forward to. So, listeners, I'd like to invite everybody on behalf of Kastavi to attend the Odissi performance as a part of Ganesh Chaturthi on the 16th, MSC Room 201. Kastavi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It was my pleasure, trust me.
That was Kastavi Sarkar, an Odissi dance performer here at Texas A&M in Bryan College Station. For Touchstone Radio, this is Shrikant Shastri.
Touchstone Radio is a production of the Touchstone Magazine. Neither KUS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.